You know, last night I was reading over this gospel passage, and I thought, gee, I'm in a lot of trouble. I don't drive out demons. I don't pick up serpents with my hands. Absolutely not. I do not have the gift of healing people. And although I eat Father Mark's cooking, I'm not in the habit of drinking deadly things. So I thought, what can this gospel passage possibly tell me? Does this mean I'm not a believer since I don't have any of these gifts? But then as I reflected upon this and reflected upon today's feast, which is the conversion of St. Paul, I thought, no, that's not it. I'm missing the point. The point comes early on in this gospel passage where Jesus says, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Because that's really what the feast of St. Paul is about, or the conversion of St. Paul. St. Paul was a man who initially began his career by persecuting Christians, but then once he converted to Christianity, his mission was to be the person who spread the gospel beyond the small Jewish community to which the other 11 apostles had been sent. So he was the person who, first of all, convinced St. Peter and the other apostles that Christ's message wasn't just for the Jewish people, but was indeed for the entire world. So I think that's why, when I look at this passage again, I can say the meat of this gospel is for us to go into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature, to everyone. And then we look at these things that come next and we say, well, how is that done? And it seems to be done by words. It seems to be done by actions and by deeds. And that's what that whole second part is about. It doesn't mean that we all need to run out and start picking up serpents with our hands. And it doesn't mean that we all need to go out and start drinking poison to prove that we're believers. But what it does mean is that we need to go out and we need to do. There needs to be some sort of an action, that our faith can't just be about proclaiming the gospel to ourselves. It needs to be go out into the world and proclaim the gospel by the way we live our lives, by the way we talk and interact with people, by the way we love one another. And so I think if there's something that we take from today's feast day, it's to remember that this gospel message is for all people. It's not just for me, and it's not even just for us who are here at this Mass today, but it's for the whole world. And we need to live our lives to go out from here and remember that when we leave here, what we do and what we say needs to reflect this gospel that we believe.